Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
This weekend, I have to tell you about this. A Dublin man, Kevin Cullen, is taking on the challenge of a nearly 200-kilometre charity cycle to raise awareness for cervical cancer following the tragic death of his fiancée, Aoife O'Donovan, in May. And he joins me in studio now. Kevin, you're very welcome to the show. How are you?
Good. Not too bad.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
First of all, I am so sorry for your loss. Can you tell me a bit about Aoife?
Yeah, of course. I always laugh when someone asks that question. It's so hard to sum up such a vibrant person so quickly. Aoife was amazing. She was my best friend. You know, she was my other half. I actually met Aoife in 2012 in Boston, believe it or not. It's like the most Irish story ever. You move onto the far side of the world on a summer J1 and you meet somebody from 100 miles down the road. But we met at a house party. And we clicked straight away. Mm. We found we had a lot in common. We just got on so well. And we were inseparable for the rest of the summer.
So your friends love that?
Yeah. We kind of ditched our friends a little bit. I must say, sorry guys.
So you're over there in Boston. You meet the love of your life. Thankfully, she's from Ireland. And you continue the relationship.
Yeah, of course. We moved back to Ireland and I suppose we just grew together. You know, we finished our master's degrees together. We lived in San Francisco together.
Okay.
We lived in London together.
Wow.
And then in 2018, we got engaged.
Oh. So you experience all of this, travel, work, study. You get engaged. And then 2018, is that when she noticed something was wrong?
Not 2018, so it would have been around 2020.
Okay.
So in the midst of planning our wedding and also in the midst of a global pandemic, Aoife started to notice some irregular bleeding.
Okay.
Just seemed like a little bit here and there. And what we had kind of known about it was that this was really common and it could be 100 different things. So it wasn't too concerning immediately.
Because she was feeling okay in herself, she didn't feel unwell.
No, she didn't feel unwell. She didn't look unwell. Mm-hmm. She was full of energy. She was just herself. And then as 2020 progressed, the bleeding started to get a little bit heavier. And then we got more concerned. So in September of 2020, we popped to a GP. I won't actually mention what clinic it was, but without sort of doing an internal examination, the doctor said that he was fairly confident that this was nothing to worry about. And we received a referral scan for just for a further investigation a few months down the line. So that was in September. So then in October, the bleeding got quite bad. It was happening more frequently and more severe. So it was actually on the morning of my birthday, believe it or not, that we went straight down to the Coombe after a bad bleed, and an internal examination found a large mass on Aoife's cervix. So they took a biopsy of the mass, and a week later we were called back into the Coombe to hear that Aoife had cervical cancer.
How old was she when she heard that news?
Aoife was 29.
29, wow. Yeah. Did that just floor you guys? I mean, what's it like getting news like that?
It's so strange, you know. We drove down to the Coombe and I was thinking this is fine, you know, like this is something we'll look back on and say it was a scare, that type of thing. And then when they told us the news, it's not the case that you find out one day you have cancer and the next day you're doing chemo. So we just went back home and we were staring at the walls thinking, what next?
Did you have any idea what was next, or it was just, was it doctor's appointments? Did you sit down and go, when do we tell our family? Do we do it straight away? What was that time like after hearing those words?
Yeah, it was all a bit surreal. So on the way back from the hospital, I remember Aoife called her mum and dad, and she called her sister as well. And then there was a month of sort of running diagnostics.
Sure.
Just to find out exactly what was going on. And I think it's important to note that Aoife was diagnosed with a glandular carcinoma on her cervix. So it was effectively a 6-centimeter tumor on her cervix, but this was a non-HPV cervical cancer. which I didn't even know these existed. But the cancerous cells for this type of cancer wouldn't have been detected on a typical smear test.
Okay. So what happened in March 2021? You decided to cancel your wedding?
We did. We cancelled our wedding, and we just wanted to focus on Aoife's health first. Mm-hmm. And we said, look, we'll get married whenever. That's not as important right now. So in March of 2021, after doing a lot of chemotherapy and radiotherapy, through which I must say I'm so proud of Aoife because she battled so hard. Aoife received scan results for a pelvic scan, which showed that the tumour had responded completely, which was amazing. Mm-hmm. But there was still some secondary cancer in the lymph nodes in the surrounding area. So we obviously took this as incredible news, but still a bit of work to do. But a week later, a chest CT scan showed that the secondary cancer had in fact spread through Aoife's lymphatic system up around her heart and lungs. So that effectively caused the cancer to become stage 4.
Okay.
So that was April of 2021.
What were her final months like? How was she? Was she angry? How were you guys? What did you do?
I suppose COVID is still around now, so we were effectively kind of cocooning and
sure.
trying to mind Aoife as best we could. Myself, Aoife, and her mum and dad, we became a bit of a team in that house. Aoife was, she was such a vibrant person, and she always tried to keep her spirits up. You know, cancer does take its toll, and she was really feeling the different effects. So there were times when she was in a lot of discomfort and pain and all of that type of thing. But in general, she was an absolute fighter. She tried to keep her spirits up as best she could.
Can you tell me about the cycle you're doing on the weekend and why this is so important to you to do? Someone who's not a cyclist.
And definitely not a cyclist.
Nearly 200 kilometres. You had a goal of 10 grand. You're already up to 30,000. I think a story like this and this kind of really resonates with people and women, especially in Ireland. I mean, we all know someone who's been affected by cancer. But to do something like this, why is it so important?
Yeah, I think it's extremely important. Firstly, I'm hoping just to raise a little bit of awareness about this.
Okay.
I know that when Aoife wasn't well, when the prognosis was initially relatively positive, Aoife had hoped to advocate for smear tests. And she had hoped to spread awareness about non-HPV cervical cancers. So I feel like I'd like to be her voice now and try to spread that message as best I can.
I mentioned there that you're not a cyclist.
Definitely not.
Is there training going on, Kevin? Yeah. How are you getting on?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I hadn't owned a bike since I was about 12.
Okay.
So I bought myself a bike there about 3 months ago, and myself and some friends and family decided we'll focus on this. We'll do a 200 kilometer cycle from Walkinstown, where I'm from in Dublin, to the church in Dungarvan where Aoife was laid to rest.
Amazing.
So the training is going well. I hope I'm prepared, but we'll find out over the weekend.
Hope you have a decent bike. You will. You'll do it. You will absolutely do it. And I commend you and your friends and family who are doing it. I mean, you've raised an incredible amount of money already. If you would like to support this charity cycle, where can people donate? Where can they go and help out?
So we have a GoFundMe page. So if any listeners would like to donate, if they just like to go on to GoFundMe and type in Aoife O'Donovan, they'll find the cycle there. And every penny goes to the Irish Cancer Society.
Amazing. Incredible work. Fair play to you. And I think just this conversation, just by being so honest and just talking about even just the irregular bleeding she experienced and just the fact that you got, you know, go and get it checked and it's not normal is so, so important to mention. And you've already brought awareness. So well done you. Kevin, I am so sorry for your loss.
Thank you so much.
I really appreciate you coming in. I wish you all the best ahead of this weekend. And I hope you get yourself a decent bike because it's nearly 200 kilometres. Kevin Cullen, who has taken on the challenge of a nearly 200 kilometre charity cycle to raise awareness for cervical cancer following the tragic death of his fiancée, Aoife O'Donovan. And like we said, if you would like to donate, you can search Cancer Cycle in memory of Aoife Donovan on GoFundMe.
Jennifer Zaffarelli.
Weekday morning from 9
on 2FM.